The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Dad, I'm broke.
Hey, broke. I'm Dad.
Dad.
Okay, don't you have cash saved up from babysitting?
No, I spent it. I want my own bank account from S&T Bank. They offer free ATMs, Zelle, and an annual scholarship. Plus, when I open a Smart Start checking account, I get $100. See? I'm responsible.
Hey, responsible. I'm Dad.
Visit stbank.com/smartstart for details. Bonus available July 1st through September 30th, 2022. Opening deposit balance of $50 required. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Lewis. On today's episode of Cold Case Files, we dive into the unsolved murder of Tupac Shakur. First, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Pondex, for sponsoring this episode. Check them out today at pondex.com, and be sure to use the promo code LARRY21 for 10% off your first purchase. So let's dig right in. Tupac Shakur, famously known by his stage name Tupac, was an American rapper, songwriter, and actor. His aesthetic was merely 1990s gangsta rap, influenced mainly through his rebellious persona to stand up for the injustices endured by the African Americans. He was an icon not only for the youth, but also for those who continued to face the struggles of racism. He was one of the top-selling artists and has sold about 75 million albums to date. He was signed under the West Coast record label and Death Row Records. On September 7th, 1996, Tupac attended a Mike Tyson boxing match at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. He was invited to watch the match by Suge Knight, the night when it all started. There was a clash between Tupac and Orlando Anderson on his way out after the match. Being a member of the Southside Compton Crips gang, Anderson never got along with Tupac due to his West Coast influence. However, Suge Knight allegedly stopped the fight and then insisted Tupac take a ride home with him instead. When their car stopped at the traffic signal at the intersection between Flamingo and Koval, a white Cadillac pulled up to the passenger side and shot out the window 13 times, hitting Tupac in the chest, pelvis, and hand. Tupac was taken to the University Medical Center, where 6 days later, at the age of 25, he died. Knight was also allegedly shot. But the question is, what makes his death mysterious? Even though his murder took place on a busy Friday night with many possible spectators, the police of Las Vegas did not arrest a single suspect or bring in any eyewitnesses in the murder investigation. Why did the Las Vegas PD not look into this case like they should have? A member of Tupac's entourage, I'm probably going to say this wrong, Yaki Gaddafi, claimed to identify the assailant. However, 2 months later, he was also found murdered. His statement was never taken into consideration by the police, leaving another question mark. Since Tupac's murder had no official suspect, people started speculating and came up with their own theories based on the details of the murder. And we'll cover some of these theories, because there are plenty of them. First theory is Orlando Anderson and Biggie Smalls were responsible for Tupac's death. This report was written by a former LA Times journalist, Chuck Phillips, who believed the whole scene to be set up by Anderson and Biggie Smalls. His investigation involved a series of anonymous sources who claimed to be eyewitnesses. Although his analysis was retracted due to some of the unnamed sources, it was initially praised for its detailed structure and logical chain of events. There was a year-long feud between Tupac and B.I.G. due to the East and West Coast rap rivalry that involved diss tracks from both sides, in which Tupac wrote explicit lyrics related to B.I.G.'s wife. There was also a reported rim altercation and a never-ending drama that made him a common suspect in Phillips' investigation. In addition to this, he wrote that the members of the Crips gang were involved in the shooting, allegedly using a gun provided by B.I.G. as retaliation for the MGM lobby brawl. However, it's just a controversy theory with no proof. Second theory, the murder was set up by Suge Knight. Former LAPD Detective Russell Poole, who is also one of the principal investigators of Big B.I.G.'s death, believed that Suge Knight was the mastermind behind Tupac's murder. This is where things take an interesting turn, because in 1997, Afani Shakur, the dead rapper's mother, sued Death Records for mishandling his funds. Poole reported that Tupac wanted to leave his company for another. He fired his lawyer a week before the boxing match. Suge Knight had the same lawyer, David Kenner, who wrote Tupac's agreement with the label. Some spectators from the MGM lobby claim that Knight stopped to make a phone call during the fight. Now, who did he have to call in the middle of a fight secretly? Guess we'll never know. Anderson also contradicted his initial testimonies about the night where he originally said that Knight was part of the brawl and later on changed it to him being the one who stopped the fight. Another perplexing part about the night of the murder was that nobody actually knew if Knight was shot in the head or not, because no hospital ever verified it. That made his stance even more suspicious. He also mentioned that Knight showed legitimate concern, saying, quote, it was not acting. This made people assume if he was paid to say so, why else would a police officer talk about acting or not at a crime scene? Yet another big question mark about the reality of the night. And our final theory that we'll cover today is P. Diddy orchestrated Tupac's death. Tupac was a top-selling artist. He had another supposed enemy hunting after his life. A theory by Greg Kading suggests that Sean Combs, the CEO of East Coast label Bad Boy Records, famously known as P. Diddy or Puff Daddy, planned the murder of the American rapper. The LAPD detective got Keith Davis on tape to confess that P. Diddy paid him $1 million to carry out the murder of Tupac and Knight. He also mentioned that his nephew, Orlando Anderson, pulled the trigger. 2 years before the murder, Tupac was shot multiple times on November 30th, 1994, at the Quad Recording Studios in New York City. Among the suspected, Tupac repeatedly showed suspicion that the people were associated with P. Diddy. However, these claims have been denied by P. Diddy, who quoted all of this to be pure fiction. Again, we still aren't sure who's telling the truth and who's been the real killer hiding this whole time. Even with all sorts of theories and speculations, there are numerous holes and missing eyewitnesses of the case, making it an unsolved murder mystery. Many regard Tupac as a great music icon. There are also people who can't understand his intense behavior. However, the thug life he lived and the controversy surrounding him took his life way too soon. Thank you for listening and watching to this episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Larry Leese, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up if you like our videos. Let us know what you thought about this case. Do you think we'll ever find out who killed Tupac? Leave a comment in the comment section below. And we'll see you next time.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.